Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Sit up, sit down, and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit. I'll share a few things, I'll close. Just pray in the Holy Ghost if you can. Rabba de menekoshai barush. Rabba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- the Holy Ghost. Another 30 seconds. Let us pray. Rekoponomo shagadelebo sondelebas kapaya. Rakapapababababash. If you don't pray in tongues yet, you can just worship wherever you are quietly on your own. Roko zenemenekataidash. Evile kosaide ruenegadelebosh kapaya. Ambruso kodoloboshana gagagagagagagagagagagagash. Ikateike buske pande rubashata. Ruakate nemenegadelebosada. Shagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagag
Shona ga 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 ga. Araka ba pai ba pai ba. Eriako ba pai ba pai ba. Erua ne ga 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 desh. Ajume ne ga dele ba son dele ba sh. Shaba ba 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 ba. Shaba ba 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 ba. Shaba ne ga da 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 da. Osume ne ga dele ba ruai.
Listen, this is Jesus. Luke 22:44. And being in agony, face to face with his destiny, he had the potential to die, but he needed the workings of God's power to bear it. And the Bible says, and being in agony, he prayed how? More earnestly. There's a level of prayer you pray, you are still having your wigs and your high heels. There's a level of prayer you pray, you go low on heels and go high on nails. You change, you switch. You just switch. You know that this is not it. It cannot, marriages cannot be like this in my family. My career cannot remain like this. To have been up and come down is the worst thing. If you see people that have been up and they come down, even if they propose anything to them, even witchcraft, they don't mind. It's not easy to be up and down at the same time. And that's why you have to sustain the power that can keep you going hard. Because the path of the just is a burning light. It has to shine brighter. It takes some dimensions of supernatural power to keep you floating. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? You need power. Somebody tell anybody you need power to stay in power. You need power. You need power. If you want to remain in power, you need what? Power. Many people are not aware that where they are right now, they are very close to all manner of satanic manipulations. The pictures, the dreams, the many things that the devil shows them, so they can't, quality decisions will be difficult to make. Why? Because you did not sustain the power to gain clarity in the realm of the spirit. Know what you want and jettison the things that you don't want. It takes power. It's called the discernment of spirit. It's not luck. It's not chance. One of the reasons why you need power is to break the cycle of long-standing barriers and chains locked up in families. Somebody has to break it. Somebody has to stand their ground and say, what's that raising its ugly head? I told you the other time, when I gave illustration, I think in the first service, I said somebody that has a kind of generator can not only power his house. Maybe you have a 50 kVA generator. You will not only power your house. If your neighbors need light, you can tell them that, no problem, just create a source and plug in. You know why? Because you have what it takes. I told them, I said, some of you, the reason your depression started was when your mother called you and shared the burden. Depression entered you. If you had power, you will bounce it. Then you will supply her strength. Then she will call you and say, wow, what did you just do? I feel so much of joy. Why? You had power to power through. You are not powering only one. Some people, any small stranger that comes into your space, they will corrupt you. You know why? You don't have what it takes to power more than one. You are only managing yourself. You are very close to compromise. It takes power to stay. And that's why you see a lot of believers, they are going up and down, up and down. They don't have what it takes to sustain strength. A friend will just come into your space that is carrying negative vibes
and all the favor they put on you on Sunday, you don't have what it takes to sustain it. You get there, you come back again. Some people are in the cycle of just coming back again and again and again. Believers are not supposed to come back again for the same thing. The Bible says all of them, as they appear in Zion, they grow from strength to strength as they appear before God in Zion. Am I communicating? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Yes. You need power. Somebody say you need power. Yes. They wake up and they say, this particular stubborn issue, it happens to men. All the fact, what is that? What? Who are men? Have I not said it that ye are gods? It happens to who? Men. We are gods. You take your position. There's a dimension of power that is sustained by revelation. I don't know if I shared in the first service. I said it is called what? Exousia. Revelation. As you are here, I speak now. That light is in you. You can, like in the first service, people can be healed instantly now. I supply exousia. You cut the revelation, you get healed. That is a dimension. There are times where there's no revelation. You need another dimension of power that can store up energy and push you up even when there's no revelation. And there are about 7 to 8 to 10 dimensions. I was like, God, do church people know this thing at all? And God said, many do. In reality, you carry fire, but the people around you are extinguishers. That's why your fire doesn't show. You must wake up and show your fire. Satan is afraid of what some of us will become. That is why he's intimidating you. That's why he's trying to make noise around you. You must rise up and say, who art thou, O mountain, before Zerubbabel? Today, you will become a plain. It took a lot of power for Elijah to stand up and said, go and call all the prophets of Baal. Whoever God is, we will know today. If Baal is God, let him be God. If God is God, let him be God. Arguments are going on in your family about this, and you shut up. You couldn't talk because somebody has accused us. All of now, where they go to church, make them talk now. And one of your brothers or sisters is already suggesting, since now the people cannot talk, there is one Baba somewhere, then they will bring people to your house and they will start pouring ashes in your compound and start making things, and you'll be following them behind. The carrier of power, when the deliverer becomes the oppressed, it's a big problem. And many people don't care. They are just living. When people close their eyes in death and God shows them the dimension they should have operated and where they stopped, many people in the other side of Atlantic, they will weep. They will know they have suffered loss. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here today? Number one, I said what? It takes power to break long-standing family afflictions and chains. Number two, it takes power to rule and have dominion. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 20, it said, go and have dominion, subdue the earth, be fruitful. Have dominion, subdue the earth, be fruitful, have dominion, subdue the earth. How will you subdue and have dominion without power? Dominion means to put something under subjection. To subdue means to put something under. And today, Satan is running on somebody's head. Tomorrow on the skin. Tomorrow at the back. Tomorrow in front. And you say you are in charge? No, you need to know who's in charge. You need to decide who will be in charge. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? A lady from here in Nigeria, she married a particular guy from a family. The guy is not really a very serious person in the things of God. So an elder woman called the lady and said, you're already married to my brother. How far? He said, manage. Say, okay, no problem. If I were you, get serious and start going to church. Now that you people have traveled, you travel to UK, start going to church. Look for one and be serious. You know, your husband is our brother. We know that he's not serious. Maybe by adventure, by your own seriousness, God will help him. I've heard ma. And she was just misbehaving. Then one day, the husband started seeing a Jamaican lady. Jamaican. Rastafarian show up in the marriage. The attention of the man moved like this. He packed his bag and left the house. So he will stay with the Rastafarian Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He will come back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They were sharing the husband. She now called her auntie. This is her auntie I'm talking about. We went to preach for her somewhere around the Ikeja in the church. I and my pastor many years back then. So she was, you know, when we finish ministration and they are sharing with pastor and you are there, you'll be sharing revelation, free revelation. So she said, pastor, do you know what happened? Sorry, my pastor. I called her and I told her. I said, look at, Satan has taken over your marriage. Look at your husband now. And you know what? Guess what? She said, but do you know what? She has made up her mind. The distance between their house and where the MFM church is very far. Or Bida. It's not far again. Nothing is too far when Satan is pursuing you. No distance is so far when they are pursuing. She started going. Strange woman, leave my husband alone. That's a prayer point. Strange woman, leave my husband alone. That became a permanent prayer point. But her prayer point would have been, stay away from my territory. But because you lost your territory, now you are begging the devourer to leave what belongs to you. And the woman said, we are still praying, we are still trusting. My brother doesn't come back home like that again. But now that she has become a prayer warrior, pray now so that you will not have a prayer point that you will struggle with. Jesus, look at Jesus, being in agony, he prayed. You know why Jesus was praying? He prayed to him that is able to save his soul. Jesus prayed and you are sleeping. See the disciples that were sleeping, see how they misbehaved. Before you knew it, Peter had gone to this side. Before you knew it, they scattered. And the only reason Peter came back is Jesus Christ said, again, I have prayed for you. It's only prayer that kept Peter. If not, all of them would have been a waste. Prayer is a life-giving source. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Prayer is one of the secrets to power. One of the major secrets to power is prayer. And that's why you cannot afford to just sit down there and look around. They're talking about prayer. He said, people will get well. You've not seen anything. A young man I met had dwelt in the midst of money to a large extent. Then one day he started having a funny oppression. You know the oppression? He will be in the room where there is nothing. Nothing is smelling. And he will say, everywhere is smelling. The room will be very hot. And he will say, close everywhere. I'm feeling cold. I'm feeling cold everywhere. Close. When oppression entered, started praying. It's not to scare you. It's just to put you on your guard so that you be on your toe. Why? The Bible says the whole world lieth in what? Wickedness. The Bible says the evil one cometh, even to Jesus. He said, we find nothing in me. And sometimes we are telling some, you know why we talk like this? We talk because of virtue of our position and what we see. The number of stories we hear a day, to the 1 week alone. There are some things people share with you. When they leave, you will turn your chair. Even you have prayer points. So when a pastor that is serious minded is saying pray, he's telling you secure your future. Take your stand. Don't allow the devil. Am I talking sense to somebody? There are people who finish doing everything they could to train their children to wonderful places. And when they spent all their money, their last investment, when the time for the child is to rise and become something in life, Satan will just be like this. That's the end. That woman can die in pain, soliloquizing till she enters her grave. Have you not heard of people that the only son of a widow whose husband left her many years ago, the same, Satan will just call. Come here. And it's gone. That's why the Bible says, be sober. Be vigilant, for the devil, your adversary, is going about like a roaring lion, seeking for whom to devour. But God said, I give you power. That's why I'm saying that the power that God has given to you, what are people doing with it? You must wake up and exercise your authority. I know the family cannot recover. Many years ago, when Rehab Bonke came to Nigeria, I think the guy, whether his name is Daniel Ikechukwu or something, 3 days old dead body. And the woman heard that Rehab Bonke was coming to Nigeria. She went to the morgue. They have embalmed the guy. No embalmment. They have turned it. And she went to bring out her husband. And said, my husband cannot die. And brought the husband to the... Everybody said news. There was a news. Newspaper carried it everywhere. It's not a hidden thing. If you can go back to the news, you see. Brought her dead body there. How can science explain it? Somebody that had been embalmed. And the woman said, he cannot die. It's not time. I have not permitted it. I can't be a widow now. Tenacity, holding on. Some people are quick to say, let Satan take it. I don't want wahala. Satan, you can't tell Satan you don't want wahala. His name is wahala. So he said, you don't want wahala. For what? She took the dead body there, and when they did whatever they were doing the first day, second day, plus day 3, the dead body stood up. Even if there are witches in their families, they know that there is God and there's power. Witches, even in their family, will know that there's something different. These people are not ordinary. Are you getting what I'm saying here? I want you to wake up and tell yourself, the only way you can rule in life and take charge is to be in power. If you lose your power source, you are finished. Don't let anybody lie to you otherwise. Have you seen the men that wake up and just, the woman will say, my husband was like this. If they will leave the house, I know one till today has not come back. The daughters are like prostitutes everywhere now. Just carried his bag and he left. He's not doing it again. Till today. For the past 10 years that I know of, he has not come back again. A devil can remote the head of a woman to start troubling the life of a man until he commits suicide. Devils are devils now. Devil that entered Peter, tried to convince Jesus not to die. Yeah, salvation would have expired. But Jesus was discerning. He said, get behind me, Satan. He didn't say, get behind me, Peter. He said, get behind me, what? Satan. Why? He said, you don't discern the things of God. Discernment. Lack of discernment can make people waste. Lack of discernment can make people connect with associations that waste their life. Do you know how many people connected with strange people? And just because one person entered their family, they're treating the person nice. He has slept with the first girl, the second girl, the third girl, and about entering the mother, one person. Strangers can enter. If you cannot discern, they finish everything. Everything is gone. You will just wake up and realize everything is gone. That's why you have to wake up. Tell your neighbor, be in charge. I didn't hear what you told your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, be in charge. Time is fast spent. To stop satanic harassment, you have to be in power. I say this, for those of you who are in business, listen, there's a level you need to operate your business. There's a level, even in ministry, see, there are some levels you want to break through. Your anointing irritates some people around you. Your anointing, in your success and anointing is an intimidation to some. So when you are rising, they are angry. When you are, you didn't do anything. Just your rising. Remember Jesus. He said, this child is for the rising and the falling of many. The child is a sign, rising and falling. Just that you are doing well is a big problem. And you now want to really do well. And you don't have any protection. Why? People in the kingdom of darkness, they go to meet their altars and they give them something to hold. They tie on their waist. They tie on their neck. They tie on their leg. Until he kills them. Then those of light, God said, I have given you, stay in the place of prayer and in the word, fellowship, and keep your power source. I'm too busy. May you not be too busy, I pray, may you not be too busy. We're going to rise up and you're going to pray. I want you to pray passionately. Listen, hold on. You're going to pray. Those of us in business, you will pray. Somebody can wake up and come into an office and does not like to see your face and give a deadline that you will leave the office. You will just make nonsense mistake and they will move you out. I tell you the truth. Nonsense, rubbish mistake that doesn't make any sense. And they'll move you out and replace the person. Because there are principalities and powers that control things. When people come into a new territory, they are contending for who should be in charge. Are you getting what I'm saying here? If you have the kind of power that can power your family, it's good. At least pending when others will generate their power. There are many families that are supposed to be global icons. And these days, when I'm talking global, I don't mean that somebody traveled abroad. That doesn't mean your family has gone global. All I want to tell you today as we close, have hunger. Hunger, write it down. The number one essential for power is hunger. If you are not hungry, you'll never get anything. If you are not hungry, how desperate are you? How desperate are you to be in charge? Are you comfortable to be a slave or you want to be the master? Are you comfortable to allow yourself to be ruled or you want to be the one ruling? God needs to see your hunger and desperation. God needs to see your heart. That heart that is saying never. You press. One of the things that I woke up with this morning was that God was speaking to my heart and I am putting your spirit under pressure this season. I say, under pressure. It's not easy to put somebody's spirit under pressure. I say, God, it's my spirit where they put under pressure. They show for body, I beg. Yes. Because there are some things you are demanding for. You are demanding for an estate. Your generator is 50 kVA. God will say, before you move into the estate, I will give you a turbine to power it. Or else, when you enter the estate, you will not be enjoying anything, even though it's there. So when God wants to move you to the next phase of your destiny, he will begin to partner with you to build the power to carry that phase. He said, I'm putting your spirit under pressure. I said, God, help me. You know, there are some things you hear, you say, now you wait to come, help me. Because the way I am like this, if you put under pressure, I hope the pressure will not bust somebody. No. It's the building your stamina. is building you. You will wake up, you'll be shocked. And that sign started coming from Monday. I was telling the first service, without alarm, I woke up at a particular time. I smiled, I looked at myself. I tried to sleep, I didn't sleep. I knew already by my, I knew that this thing is God's, now more. I knew your love language, quality time, now more. I said, okay. So I stayed, I engaged. On Tuesday, without alarm, exactly the same time, I woke up again. The first thing I did was I checked. I said, on Wednesday, exactly the same time. Today, I slept almost at the time that I should have woken up. Then let's stay awake now because this is... See, let God engage you. When God decides to engage you, at the point you will be laughing, you'll be enjoying, you'll wonder, it's as if we are in this house together. And you just wake up again. Can it be a coincidence 5 days consecutively? I'm not sure. I don't think it can be a coincidence. That consistently, I wake you again. It was on the fourth day that the revelation opened up to me. And while in this church, I saw an angel standing on top of the gallery there, massive. And God told me, it was at that point, I started knowing in my heart that Sunday service, the message has to change. I need to introduce people to understand power. It takes power to control your destiny. It takes power to put your children where they should be. It takes power to choose the right person, the right husband in this dispensation. It takes power to know the right wife. It takes power to train children. If you don't train your children, Satan will take them. Satan is an idiot. But guess what? They that know their God. They that know their God. They that know their God. You will rise up and pray. Because you need power. How do I call it now? Upgrade. The power station that some of us are running with cannot carry your destiny. It can't carry the next phase. You are running with the power of 2022 in 2025. How much can you do? How much can you do? As soon as there is power outage, it means that something is wrong. True or false? So I came to tell you that the generator you are using to power this is your destiny. It can't help you. And one of the ways to upgrade power in the realm of the spirit, you can get instant power, boom, to power your house. It means either your neighbor supplied you light, or there is a power source that everybody enjoys generally and it showed up. But if you are going to sustain a level of power to keep powering the same thing for a long time, you will need to develop that kind of power station. If it is an inverter, you will say, I want a 20 kVA type. So that I will not be saying my freezer is off, only fan is on, only this one. No. Or you want a generator to power. And guess what? In the place of prayer, not just once in a while prayer, consistent, persistent prayer. You are not just praying for something to show. You are building a spiritual power station. When you start praying consistently, you are building a spiritual power station from 2 kVA to 4, from 4 to 10, from 10 to 15, from 15. At a point, from here, you'll be the territorial commander of your family. Those who told you not to talk before, now they will call you. You have not said anything. No. We are waiting to hear what you will say. And it can be a girl. And the girl can be just 20. And she'll be controlling everything happening in that family space. If she shuts down, the family will go in darkness. There are some people who are power stations. But it's not a good position to be. You need to learn how to power every other person so that your family will be a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Rise up on your feet. We will pray and say, God, I increase my power source. I refuse to remain the same. I refuse to live a cheap life. I refuse to remain small. Never. I enlarge. I enlarge in the realm of the spirit. I cannot remain like this. People are still struggling with small sin. Small things. Every small time, they say, I didn't know what just happened. Before I knew it, I pressed my phone and started looking at it. What is this? It takes power to stay away from pornography. It takes power to stay away from sex. If you don't, you will be, you know why people say, I am helpless. I've counseled people say, Pastor, I am totally helpless. Anytime the urge comes, I feel like an idiot. I just follow it. Like a slave, rope on the neck, just doing anything Satan wants. It's helplessness. Why? Low power source. Low power source. Whereas somebody can stand their ground. And when the devil tries it as a temptation, you say, devil, where are you coming from? What's wrong with you? There are some things the devil suggests in my head. I say, are you okay? Get out now. Immediately. That's what some people will be battling for the next 1 week. I say, I'm having depression. I'm having a there's a thought. I cannot share the thought with you. Are you ready to pray? We're going to close, but you have to pray. I want you to pray and declare in the name of Jesus. Dear Father, empower me by the Holy Ghost in my inner man. Empower me by the Holy Ghost in my inner man.
Supernatural power. Supernatural power to ride above failure, ride above defeat, ride above sin, ride above fear, ride above depression. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready to pray right now? I want you to pray like your life depends on it. Because as we are praying right now, some of you will be experiencing an upgrade. Jesus prayed until an angel empowered him. Jesus prayed. The Bible says Elijah was a man of like passion. He prayed earnestly. Can you lift up your voice and begin to pray right now? Empower me, my inner man. Is that how you're praying? Is that how you're praying? That's not how Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed earnestly. Can you pray like your life depends on it? God is seeing your heart and he knows whether you are serious or not. He knows whether you are ready or not. If you are comfortable where you are, then it's okay. But you know that there is more. This is not my best. This is not the best of my life. Pray, child of God. I will never be the same. A touch of grace, my life has changed. Pray.
I will never be the same.
Pray. Is that how you're praying? I am a city. Set on the hill.
I
cannot be hidden. I am a city. Set on the hill. I am a city. Set on the hill. I cannot be hidden. Woman, pray. Husband, pray. Daughters, pray. Sons of God, pray. This is not my best. Pray. There is more. Pray. Cycle of affliction in my family. Come to an end. Pray. Pray. No more shame. Watchdog others cannot stop me. Watchdog others cannot stop me. I want you to pray. Jesus told the disciples, pray lest you fall into temptation.
I will never be the same.
Don't joke with it, pray. Child of God, pray.
Be the same. I've touched your grace. My life has changed. Say I am higher.
Is that how you're praying? I want you to pray. Let your spirit connect. Deep is calling unto deep. You will sense a release in your spirit. When you pray well, you will know. Take charge. Rule. Take charge. Jesus, mighty name we pray.
Listen, a few more minutes we'll pray before we close. I was cursing with a woman. The woman lost her husband. And after she lost her husband, she got carried away. And when she got carried away, her first son got lost into drugs. The other daughter started misbehaving. Anyhow, if the mother toxic can shut her down and say, get out of here, please don't stop. Pastor, I cursed it. I said, why? When my husband just died, I used to be prayerful. But somewhere I missed it. How many of you have seen chicken that got busy pushing another thing? Then a hawk came and picked all the children. That was the picture that just came to my mind. I look at you are busy. She said, yes, I got carried away. Is there hope that they can come back? I said, if you are ready to press, because the person that is holding them does not allow his captives to go free easily. Can the prey be taken away from the man? He said, yes. He said, I will contend. So the one that you have been distracted from, you will first go and build your altar with him and create a platform for his mercy to recall your sons and daughters back to Zion, or else they can be lost for life. Where some people are right now, there are many things that belong to them in the future that they are not the ones holding it again. They still think that it will happen. You're joking. Things don't just happen. You make it happen. Go and read everywhere in the Bible. Things don't just happen. You make it happen. Children of Israel were in captivity and they were comfortable. They were spending 30 years extra already. Even when God promised to come out at 400 years, stay there. If you are comfortable with it, you stay. That's what it is. But when you say, no, I'm not comfortable, never, I put an end. I want you to pray, enough is enough, by the power of the Most High. I hear what I'm saying. You are going to declare that enough is what? Enough. As you are praying this prayer, at a particular point, you'll be designed that the Holy Ghost will fire up your spiritual power station. Some things you tolerate, you are supposed to have power enough to say no. Why are you tolerating it? Say, it was not easy for me, I was just weak. Look at your Bible, what he explains. He says, he that falls in the day of adversity, his strength is what? Small. That means you need more power. Another translation says it's made of an inferior material. What material are we made up of? Lift up your voice and pray. This is the last prayer for this service. I want you to pray passionately from your heart. You are going to place a demand on the power of heaven. Not that the power will stop things alone, but let the power be generated inside me. You are going to pray, Holy Ghost, upgrade this power generator. Every believer is a power generator. But what is your capacity? What is your capacity? What is your capacity? Can you lift up your voice and say, Holy Ghost, empower me in my inner man. Empower me in my inner man. So that the rubbish around will stop. Pray now. Empower me. Empower me. Empower me. Empower me. Are you praying? I want you to pray loud and clear. Shabba yaga gaga 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 gaga. Child of God, pray. You have just 3 minutes, pray. We have few minutes, pray. God impressed in my heart that there are many people that he will set free today. Many people, he will launch into new heights, new realms of glory.
Where
made from things.
Every power
oppressing my family.
Glory.
I generate power today. I stop you, devils.
Dimensions.
I stop you, forces of darkness.
In Jesus Christ, the Son, out of him on thee to where I'm on.
Others sponsoring affliction. Others sponsoring cycles. I stop you now. Pray.
For my world to see. Dimensions found holy. In Jesus Christ.
Yes, you are praying. I can see that. Pray more.
The matters of my spirit open up.
Those of us that are casual, I beg you. I beg you. Jesus begged Peter to pray.
No man is no limit. Open up. Let it all up.
Yes, somebody generate it. Somebody generate it. Somebody shout power. Yes, 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 yes. New dimensions. New dimensions. New dimensions. New dimensions.
Let it all up.
Yes! Somebody is entering now! You are coming closer! Yes, 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 pray. Lift up your two hands wherever you are. Can you say, dear Father, anything that is not of God, anything that is not of God, operating in my life to weaken my powers, today, by the Spirit, I rise over you. I rise over you. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray by the Spirit. I ascend. I ascend. I ascend. I ascend. I ascend. I ascend. Over fear. Over depression. Over sickness. Over failure. Over sin. I ascend. One minute, pray.
From the light that makes my face shine bright. So bright. As I look your face, I become the light. Where's darkness at the side of light?
I see the power of God.
Is
an enhanced power station. Your spirit man is awakening.
As I look your face,
new dimensions. God, that's your brother. That's your sister. That family member. Call them out of darkness now. Now, I give you 20 seconds. Call their name and say, I summon you. Deji, I summon you. Yodu, I summon you. Come out of darkness. Pray. Lift up your hands wherever you are. By the Spirit of God, today I declare the same God who by revelation dispatched angels into this room. By the count of three and the name of Jesus, every stranger, every voice, every power that is not of God on assignment to disrail, to distract, to cut short every destiny here, I command right now by the flames of heaven's fire, I command you, touch fire in the name of Jesus. Fire in the name of Jesus. Fire in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Papete neto supata. Zwa ka 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 ka. Zwa Shaka Baba in the ruler. Come out! Come out! Come out! Something is happening. The Holy Ghost is working on you now. The left side of your rib. The Holy Ghost is working on you right now. The power of God is so hot in your chest. Some of you, your eyes are closed, but you are seeing things. Somebody will see a vision in this service now. See it, yes. Somebody's getting a release in the spirit. Somebody's getting a release in the spirit. Somebody's getting a release in the spirit. Whosoever the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. Now, in the name of Jesus. In the first service, God healed people. And God assured me, when I saw a mighty angel in the revelation standing right in the midst of the church up, and I asked in my spirit, and God said that it is the angel that does well in healing people. There are some people in this service now, as we are here, whatever sickness, disease, infirmity, spirits of delay will run out of people now. Stagnation. You devil that keeps the family in one position. By the power of God, I declare right now, loose your grip in the name of Jesus. Spirits of infirmity, eye condition, blood condition, chest, pains, of all sorts, sicknesses and diseases, growths, tumors, fibroids, ovarian cysts, whatever they are, hear my voice right now. I speak right now by the authority in the name of Jesus. I command you, get out in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus. Be healed now in the name of Jesus.
I sense the power of God heavy here right now, lifting loads. Weights will lift people. Spirit of depression, physical health issues, mental health issues, spiritual lukewarmness, all of them dry up now.
I say they disappear now. That sickness, I cast it from your roots now. Instant healing in this service now. I say now, in the name of Jesus.
Check yourself now. I mean now. The healing has taken place already now. You came here with a lump, a growth, feel it. You came here with pains, check it. You came here with issues of different sorts, eye conditions, check it. Whatever condition you came in with, leg pains, check it. The power of God is here, healing. Yes, thank you, Holy Ghost. Some of you have carried the power that has the ability to power your business, your career.
What it takes to power that family is inside of you. You need to just be building it up consistently. It's what you need. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Check yourself right now. Now, as soon as you check yourself, you confirm that you are healed now in this service. I mean now. There are some people that, yes, you might need a scan because whatever it is hidden deep within. Some of us might need a test. Some of us, you know now, I see it now. It's already gone. Where it is, I can see it, I can feel it, I sense it now. It is gone already now. The power of the Holy Spirit. Reach out to the admin immediately. Immediately. The admin is at the back. Reach out to them immediately now. I will lift up one song as I sing that song. Reach out to the admin immediately now. She wants to testify now. I say, Pastor, I want to testify now. I sense it now. It has gone. That pain just left me. That condition. I came to service with it. I was feeling it in the midst of the service, but I can't sense it again. I can't see it again. Now it is gone. As this song goes on, I want you to report to the admin at the back right now. Admin, please create a stand immediately so that I can report to you immediately right now. Thank you, Jesus. Some families, 5 years backwardness has been broken already right now. You will see the sign by the quality of connections that will start coming up in your family this month of March in the name of Jesus. Spiritual prayer altars that are down and dead, you just find out that you have extraordinary ability. Yes, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For all you have done for us, can we just sing it together? We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all you have done for us. For all you have done for us. Hallelujah. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Sing hallelujah. We are grateful, oh Lord. For sing hallelujah. One more time, we are grateful, Lord. Check yourself, you confirm the testimony. Admin, make sure you come around here. I want to take one or two before we leave. One or two. Let them come, let them come, let them come. Please come, let them come, let them come. If they are testimonies, let them come fast. We say hallelujah. Somebody begin to celebrate God for what he has done in your family. Say we are grateful, Lord.
We are grateful, oh Lord.
We are grateful, Lord.
We are grateful, oh Lord.
Let's do this fast, let's do this fast. Now, 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 now. We say hallelujah. Let them come up at once. Let them come up at once. Say we are grateful. Come up, come up. Check yourself if you just got healed of a pain, a body condition, whatever it is. Just come up right now. Right now, be fast. If you were healed in the first service, you can also come out. Very fast, very fast. Say hallelujah.
We are grateful, oh Lord.
Just keep checking yourself wherever you are. Don't give up. As we are worshiping right now, God is healing some people already. The power of God is touching you. Break the yoke. Take away the chains. Sickness, get out. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for what you have done. Now, many of us in the congregation, just check yourself now as you confirm the healing Just come out. We need to document it. For the first service, documentations. You have some of the other documentation for the first service? I'd like to see them so that we can just take one or two testimonies. Just come out. I want to be sure that I have the number of the people that God has healed here now this morning. A spirit of heaviness left you. Joy fills your soul. Come out. You got healed in the body. A growth, a lump, a pain. Something that was discomfort in your body left in this service now. Come out and let us take that testimony very fast. Okay.
Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God over my health. For the past 3 years, I discovered I had breast lumps when my dad died.
Yes.
And as at that time, before my dad died, one of my dad's sister had it too, but my dad was able to intercede, yeah, and then she got saved. So when I discovered I had it, nobody to heal me.
Yeah.
And I just want to give God all the glory, because every time I come to church, I'm always keen into people's testimony, yeah, that I'm saved. Today, when you said there's an angel of deliverance that we should go and check our body, yes, I was feeling reluctant that it might be the same thing. Then I went to the toilet to check myself. I thought I was dreaming. So I called for other four ladies.
Can you give a shout of praise to Jesus?
I want to give God all the glory that the growth
the check has
ahead
to be done. I was just waiting to ask, are you sure you have checked? The fact, yeah, that she said she went to the toilet to check herself. I speak by the authority of Jesus. What God has done already, it is permanent in the name of Jesus. Listen. It's not the first time we are seeing lumps dry up here. It's not the first time. I brought out somebody in the first service that happened here instantly. It happens instantly. The power of God is mighty to save, to heal, and to do what? Deliver. Jesus said, if thou shalt believe, you will see the glory of God. It looks big in your eyes. That's why you don't believe it will happen. It looks big. If I've never been healed before, I'll never believe it. I believe it because I have seen it. I believe it because people have walked to me, even when I reluctantly prayed and they came. I would have doubted it if not that they came. So sometimes God even overlooks you to do what he wants to do. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? The mighty power of God, if you trivialize any opportunity in the presence, what you can draw is dependent on what you came with to draw. So you must be willing. As soon as it happened, I didn't plan for a healing service or something. As soon as I saw that angel upstairs there, by prayer and revelation, God assured me I will heal people here in this service today. I was very sure. Again, I will heal. There are times where God heals different things, but I'm very sure again.
This is the church.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so during this, as I said yesterday, I had a pain on my leg.
Yes.
I don't know when the pain started. I don't know how it came. I didn't stress, nothing. But during the course of the service, first service, I was not really there, but I was there. But second service, you were saying something about leg pain and all. Okay, let me sit down. Let me feel the pain.
Yes.
I don't even know where the pain is.
You can't feel it anymore
from.
Again right now.
I don't even know where it came from. I don't know where it was.
You didn't even know how
I
it came. And it has disappeared right
you
know, now.
This morning on my way to church, the back of my heel was spinning.
Yes.
I could not wear my heels. But I've been on
you could not wear your heels this morning. You've been on your heels throughout the service. Somebody, can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you give a shout of praise? Say thank you, Jesus. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. Amen. Is there anyone want to take again? Please let's do that fast, very fast, very fast. The power of God is in this house.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I really just want to thank God for over a year, more than a year.
Wow.
I can't really bend. Once I bend, I feel a terrible sharp pain at my back and yes, in my chest.
Wow.
So today while we're praying in the first service, I just noticed that I've been bending. I didn't even realize.
Wow.
It was after the prayers, I was like, no pain, no.
No pain.
No pain. And
glory to
like
God. Can you put your hands together, celebrate Jesus? Somebody celebrate louder, say thank you, Jesus. Ah, glory to God.
Good day, church. Okay, so my testimony goes like this. I'm a family breakthrough. As I was praying there, and he told us to call their names one by one.
Yes.
I've been praying that kind of prayer before, but this time around, I saw that it's like a tree that was planted tree already.
Yes.
So I was calling their names, like the roots was
pulling out.
I'm planting it somewhere else. Pulling out and planting.
Wow.
I called the name. I called my nephews, my niece, every of my brothers and sisters. I called their names and I know it's a deliverance.
It is settled in the name of Jesus. They are out of every affliction, every chain, every hidden chamber, and into the manifestation of the glory of sons in the name of Jesus. It is settled. It is settled. Can we take one more time? Let's just do that fast.
Okay, praise God, church.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so while I was praying, for like 2 days now, I've been having toothache. My gum has been bruised. It was purple. And I've been complaining. I even told someone in church today. So I was just praying. Then after the prayer, you said we should check. I was still reluctant.
And you have checked toothache serious. Checked. Hold on. Toothache is serious. If somebody has toothache, they know they have toothache. I don't know if you've been there before.
Checking.
You have checked it now.
No, when I talk, I feel the pain.
The pain, yes.
But now I've been, even on the way to the queue, I've been checking.
Can you see what I'm saying? Can you see what I'm saying? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say it again loud and clear? Thank you, Jesus. It is perfect in the name of Jesus. The pain is gone for life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Just do that, do that, do that. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord,
glory
church.
To God.
I want to thank Jesus for healing me for free. YPM was declaring, I was having a sharp pain at this left side of my stomach.
Okay.
So as I was, as pain was declaring, it was paining me the more. So I was telling myself, we don't get sick here. So I think this thing was still paining me. So I just take my mind off the pain.
Yeah.
And everything just relieved. Hallelujah.
Can you celebrate Jesus? You took your mind off the pain, but right now the pain is not there. It is gone. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is perfect. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We'll not be able to take the others. Please just document those testimonies. We're going to have another day, another time. Supernatural is another time on Friday. I'm going to mention we're going to pray deep into our family roots. You know why? Sometimes you are out, but you need to bring some people out. If they are in darkness, it's because they cannot see. You will beam the light upon the root of your family, and everything will begin to unplug itself, and the glory of God will break forth into new heights in your family. In the name of Jesus. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Once more, can you say it again? Thank you, Jesus. I want you to say it again. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful, Jesus, for the mighty healings, for the deliverance, for the many others that will go back and check those lumps, those growths, for those that the fibroids will come out while they are urinating. I see those ones to happen. The fibroid will come out. The ovarian cyst will come out. In the name of Jesus, every condition that is not of God, this week, between now and Sunday, as people are sharing testimonies online and sending, I prophesy, you too will testify in the name of Jesus. It is settled. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.